In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. There is absolutely no manifestation of any impediment to holiness in Our Lady, and we see this in the Scriptures and in her life. There was no lukewarmness. There was perfect fidelity to grace. And we see this fidelity when she said, Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum, that is, be it done unto me according to thy word. So she was faithful to the grace which God had sent her. There was no servile fear, because she did not fear falling into sin, but she always did, of course, have perfect reverence for God. There was no pride, she had perfect humility. There was no unmortified passion or curiosity. Our Lady did not suffer from the habit of gossiping. Then, of course, there is no horror of suffering on her part. She was present at the passion and death of Jesus, the Redeemer, and Mary stands as the co-mediatrix of the human race. And we also see this in the fact that she actually was willing to be the mother of our Lord, even though that could bring her great suffering. Souls enamored of Mary feel a particular inclination to accompany her and to imitate her in her ineffable sorrow. Before the Queen of Martyrs, they feel ashamed that they have ever thought of their own comfort and pleasure. They know that if they wish to be like Mary, they must embrace the cross. Our Lady had no human respect. Who can accept a child from God with the possibility of it causing misunderstandings and questions about her moral character and have a problem with human respect? She had no self-love. There is not a single instance of self-love manifested in the life of Our Lady, because she was perfectly consumed with God. For us, in the advancement of the spiritual life, we take counsel in the words of St. Louis de Montfort, who says that Our Lady can advance us in holiness much more rapidly by her grace than many years of trial and mortification. He warns us that even though this is the case, for those who have totally consecrated their lives to Mary, suffering will still come, but she smooths the path along the way. Our Lady will lead us to the heart of her Son, which burns with charity for us and wishes to conform us to himself, which will make us burn for zeal for him and therefore will have no concern for the things that pertain to these impediments. Our Lady wishes to conform us by grace to her Son, who possessed every virtue, save faith and hope, which means we will overcome every defect that impedes our advance in holiness. Finally, Our Lady wishes to conform us to herself, as St. Louis de Montfort says, and how appropriate this is for her soul, which was adorned with every virtue, and now is adorned with all the perfections in the highest degree that we can have as mere creatures, as she sits in heaven and is now the Queen of heaven and earth. She wishes to conform ourselves to her, since she is the speculum justitiae, the mirror of justice. In her, the soul mirrors perfectly God to the highest degree possible for a creature, and therefore she will seek to make us conform to God, and this can only be done when we overcome those things which impede our spiritual progress. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.